Good morning. My name is Dave, and welcome to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit, where we help you help yourself with your health. Our topic today is bitter herbs for better digestion, and joining us is Dr. Hilary Chambers. Hilary is a graduate from the University of Western Ontario with an Honours Bachelor of Science degree in physiology. She later graduated from the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine and is a practicing naturopathic doctor in Toronto. Good morning, Dr. Hilary, and welcome back to Insights for Health.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be back.
So digestion is something that occurs daily and probably taken for granted by most people unless they have a digestive issue. Doctor, what's the importance of good digestion?
Dave, it's, I think, the foundation of our overall health. So, of course, we think about absorbing our nutrients. We think about making sure we get our energy from our food. We also think about using all the nutrients and energy to do every single process in our body, from growing your hair to making hormones to wiggling your toes. We need healthy digestion so that we can continue to do all those things.
So everything needs energy.
Oh, absolutely everything. Yeah. I call it the currency of the body.
So what are some signs of less than optimal digestion?
I feel it's one of those things that people come into my office and you know it when you feel it. But sometimes there can be some sneakier type symptoms. So there is stomach irritation, heartburn, nausea, stomach ache, but also sometimes thinking about not having an appetite. If you don't get that grumble in your stomach, you may not have the best digestion. And then we also have lower down in the bowel, we can have irritation there. So you might experience gas, cramping, bloating. You might get irregular bowel movements. Even some people experience abdominal pain, and that's giving our body a signal that, again, we're not maybe digesting as well as we could be. But then the one that people don't really think about as much is if we're not getting enough of our nutrients. So if you get your lab work done, for example, and you're coming back with low levels of B12 and iron, maybe it's because of your digestion. Or maybe you're noticing that you maybe feel tired all the time, or your immune system could be better. It might be actually digestion that is the key to improving these things.
So those are some signs and symptoms that digestive system isn't quite as balanced as it ought to be.
Yeah, it goes further, actually, than just digestion in terms of symptoms. So we know we have digestive things like heartburn or bloating, but you can also have symptoms outside of the bowels. So maybe you're getting cravings for sugar or for salt. Maybe you're having acne. That can definitely be a signal. Some people, again, have profound fatigue or headaches. There's lots of other, I call them satellite symptoms, indicators that the body could be absorbing and digesting our nutrients better from food.
So digestion begins with even smell and taste, doesn't it? And even with that first bite and that first chew and the saliva and the amylase, that's an enzyme in our saliva. So then we do the swallow. So can you take us through that process when food enters our stomach and then exits the stomach?
As you said, right, when we are chewing, even when we look at food, smell, taste, we're already digesting. So it should be, we call it mastication chewing, right? And by the time that food is entering the stomach, the physical nature of digestion should already be pretty well underway. So it's kind of mushed up is a nicer, easier way of saying that.
Yeah.
And then once it's in the stomach, we should have, because we were chewing, hydrochloric acid or stomach acid that's going to help to break down foods. And that actually is going to trigger even more enzymes and bile from our pancreas, our gallbladder, and our liver. And these all continue to help our stomach break down food even more, definitely on a molecular level, so that that way it's ready to move into the small intestine where most of our absorption of nutrients actually happens.
Everything's getting reduced down to that smallest possible level for absorption.
Yes, exactly. We have to think kind of on that microscopic molecular level when we think about the way that the body actually needs food to be ready for it to be absorbed and used by our cells, because our cells are also on that microscopic level. So we have to kind of get our food particles all the way down to that same level so that it can be effectively, again, absorbed and utilized in the body.
Yeah, I think of protein as, breaking it down into those amino acids and then the body absorbing the amino acids and then rebuilding protein back into the body and so many other things.
That's right. Yeah. It's such an interesting process that our bodies kind of break everything apart and then build them in the ways that our body might need. So those amino acids might be used to heal our gut lining or make hormones like serotonin that can help our mood. So there's lots of different ways the body rebuild and use those nutrients.
Vitamins, minerals.
Exactly.
So in the past, we've discussed different forms of digestion. We've talked about probiotics. We've talked about digestive enzymes, fiber, and how important all three of those are in digestion. But we never really talked about bile. And can you tell us, Doctor, what the importance of bile is?
Bile is what your liver is going to produce. And then we actually store it in our gallbladder. And then we use that bile for the digestion of our fats. But it actually goes way more in depth than that. So yes, we need bile to break down, emulsify is the word we use, right? Break down and digest our fats from food. But we also need that bile so that we can absorb our fat-soluble vitamins, like, for example, vitamin E, and also to absorb cholesterol. Not all cholesterol, you know, we need a little bit of cholesterol in our bodies because we use that to make hormones like testosterone and estrogen. So that's really important. Our bile also helps us detoxify. So that's how our liver sends away the toxins that it is detoxed so that it can be eliminated through the bowels from our body. And bile actually kind of will stimulate peristalsis, meaning that movement forward of our digestive tract, which of course we know is very important, so that we can move things again out of the bowel. And it neutralizes our stomach acid so that we can make sure it's safe as it moves through our digestive tract. So this bile is extremely important for tons and tons of processes in the body.
So the liver's producing bile, and then it's storing it into the gallbladder?
Yeah, that's right. So the gallbladder will kind of concentrate that bile and store it there. And then once that bile is secreted from the liver and the gallbladder into the digestive tract, again, it'll do all those functions we just chatted about, but then it goes into the small intestine, and it's actually mostly absorbed back into our bloodstream, which is really cool. The body is very thrifty. And then it will go back through the liver, and the liver will grab them again and use them again. So this cycle of using them and reusing them over and over is important for the body so that it can do all those functions without having to, like, continually make more bile. Every time we eat something, it can reuse it 10 or 12 times.
Yeah, that's amazing. So the stomach is churning up, mixing with gastric acids and enzymes. It exits through the pyloric valve, and that triggers the bile and the pancreatic enzymes at that point?
Yes. Actually, the secretion of hydrochloric acid itself will also trigger the release of those bile and pancreatic enzymes. Movement through into the next phase of that digestive tract is going to also get those organs to kind of get working and secrete a little bit more of those enzymes and that bile. And again, you're absolutely right. There's actually mechanical digestion that happens in the stomach. So that churning you were talking about, I like the word churning way better, but the other word for it would be mechanical digestion, meaning it's not just the acid and the enzymes doing the work. It's also that, exactly as you said, that kind of squeeze motion that's actually happening in the stomach.
There are people without a gallbladder. So what happens with those folks?
Yeah, it's an interesting, I'll say, phenomenon within the body. So at first, it will be really hard to digest fats and do all those other things that we chatted about. But over time, the liver will take over the production of sufficient amounts of bile. So if you've had your liver removed, your gallbladder removed, you may remember that around the time of your surgery, it was painful and you were gassy and there were all things going on with your digestive system whenever you ate fatty foods. But again, if you've had this surgery or you know someone who has, maybe 6 months, a year down the line, you're able to eat relatively normally. Maybe you're not going, you know, too over the top, but that's because the liver has taken over that production of bile so that you can still have all those functions that are so important in the body after a little bit of time.
So that's where ox bile can be a supplement that someone would use.
That's right. So especially right after the gallbladder has been removed, before the liver has had a chance to kind of catch up and make up for it, ox bile is contained in lots of different supplements, and it can be really helpful because we're not producing enough endogenously, meaning from our own bodies. So it's helpful to take it from an external source.
So there's a product called Galexier, and it's by Salus, and it's 12 different herbs, and part of that blend are bitters. Now, what's the significance of bitters for digestion?
So bitters are really interesting. We all know that bitter flavor, right? It's not our favorite flavor. It's not as nice as sweet or salty. And there's a hypothesis out there that states that bitter flavors don't taste quite very pleasant to us, but they're very strong in action. So even a little tiny bit of something bitter in your mouth, you know it's there, right? And the reason, again, in this hypothesis, is because a lot of poisonous plants out there are actually bitter tasting. So it's an interesting kind of correlation there. But that aside, we can eat lots of bitter things that obviously are not going to harm us at all. But because it's such a strong response, as soon as we encounter that with our taste buds in our mouth, what it's going to do is it's a really, really strong stimulus for secreting or releasing gastric acid and digestive enzymes. So it's really going to, again, you only need a little bit of it, and it's going to trigger a really strong response to make sure, again, that environment in the stomach is what we need it to be when food gets on down into the stomach region.
So bitters will stimulate gastric acid and digestive enzymes, so also stimulate the secretion of bile?
That's right. Some of them, yeah, I mean, there are some like dandelion, for example, that are very specific for the secretion of bile. But yes, they will also have that function. That's right.
Doctor, we're going to take a short commercial break. And when we come back, let's continue our topic on bitters for digestion. And let's get into some of the contents of what Galexier has and some of the benefits that we can receive from using that supplement.